Alô?
Hello?
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 Am I speaking with Beverly?
Yes.
Awesome. My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, are you in a place where you can talk safely on the phone?
Yes.
Great. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
And if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your age?
56.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Yes.
So you're definitely going to vote. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know. Things ain't bright, ain't looking good right now.
Okay. So are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, providing affordable child care, fighting inflation, protecting the LGBTQ rights, reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving the economy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing gun violence, and standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination.
Which one?
Yeah, which of those would you select? Those two choices.
Gun violence.
Okay.
They need to do something about that.
Okay. Anything else? Reducing crime?
Yeah.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Falling behind.
Okay. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Let me read them to you, okay? Not enough good role models, unfair and rigged economic system for the rich, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, poor work ethic.
Poor work ethic.
Any would you like to select another one? You can select up to two choices. Not enough good role models, unfair and rigid economic system for the rich, sexism or unequal pay, or treatment for women, too many people depending on...
What's that about the pay? What you said?
Sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women.
Treatment for women.
Okay. And thank you, ma'am. Just allow me a couple of moments. Now, here are some reasons other people have given us for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. Not enough police officers on the streets, inflation, and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, too many guns flooding our streets.
Too many guns? Too many guns.
Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime.
Too many immigrants crossing the border.
Okay. And The last one
that you read, what was that?
That was prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime.
And that one too.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to select, we can only select up to two.
Okay.
Too many guns flooding our streets. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders.
Okay, just them two.
Okay, no problem.
Just them two.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot? A little?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Would you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
So you would oppose that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat or strongly?
Huh?
Would you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Someone or some?
No, somewhat. Oppose or strongly oppose? Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? You say that you oppose that, correct?
Right.
And do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Now, could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100, you feel very warm and favorable about that person or organization. 0, the opposite. Very cold and not favorable at all, okay? And 50, okay, is like the middle. Now, if you haven't heard of them, just let me know, and I'll choose that for you, okay? If you have no opinion or you don't know, just let me know. Now, the first one will be the critical race theory, or CRT. Have you heard about them?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about the NAACP?
The NAACP?
No, NAACP.
Middle pathway.
50, okay.
Yeah.
What about, have you ever heard about Hakeem Jeffries?
No.
Okay. What about Beyonce?
Yes.
How do you feel about her from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. What about Black Lives Matter?
Or 100.
100. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 50.
What about the gay rights movement?
50.
What about Ron DeSantis?
50.
What about Kevin McCarthy?
50.
Barack Obama?
100.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. 100.
100.
What about the feminist movement?
100.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, okay? But thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? Thank you for staying with me. I'm going to try to speed it up, okay? Now, switching things a little bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, major impact. 5, moderate impact on your life. And 0, no impact at all on your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Climate change.
10.
The country's economy going into a recession soon.
10.
Affirmative action ending.
10. I don't know about that one. Come back to that one.
Look, crime and violence in this country. Would that impact your life? Okay.
Yeah.
What about affirmative action ending? Would that impact your life? Moderate?
Yeah.
Major? Or not at all?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. From 0 to 10. Which one would you select?
10.
Okay. Now, let me read to you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy, okay? The first one.
Okay.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you agree or disagree with that policy?
Agree.
Would you agree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about the government should provide free child care to all families?
I agree 100%.
So strongly agree.
Yep.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Agree.
Agree, okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The government should pass a legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Ban assault weapons.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Great. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers giving birth to a child.
Strongly agree.
Okay. So you would say that that would be a mother's giving birth. Okay. What about mothers adopting a child? When dealing
strongly
with
agree.
Okay. When dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, fathers adopting
strongly
a child.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Death of a family member. Okay. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
I strongly agree. I'm dealing with that now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, now, how often would you say that you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of the following things happened to you or a family member of your household in the last 12 months? Have you been a victim of a violent crime such as an assault, either you or someone in your household?
No.
What about home was vandalized or broken into, either you
no.
or someone in the household? Have you no. had money or property stolen?
No.
Was your car stolen or broken into?
No.
Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? I'm going to read you some categories. Please tell me when I get to your category. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11?
11.
High school?
11.
11, okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you married? Unmarried, living with
yes,
a partner?
Yes.
You're married.
Married.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live?
Urban? It's good. It's a good area.
Is urban, suburban, or rural?
What's the last one you said?
Rural.
Suburban. Like, what?
Suburban, yeah.
It's not a suburban, no.
Well, what about, is it in the city? Urban?
No, we stay in the country.
Okay, so rural. Now,
mm-hmm.
how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year.
Every week.
Every week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read to you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Your local TV news. Do you watch
every
them very often, okay? What about CNN?
Every day.
Fox News.
Every day.
MSNBC.
Every now and then.
Okay, so not that often, correct?
Not that often.
What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
CBS.
Okay, so would that be very often?
Often?
Okay.
Very often.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. A strong
mm-hmm.
Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Yep.
A strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Other.
Okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You?
Myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you please tell me which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell
okay.
me when I get to your category. Under
okay.
15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30,000.
Under 15,000.
Okay.
Under 15,000.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. We are complete with this survey. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Grrrr.